This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, we got Hill 0-2, and I think he was trying to throw a slider for a ball, and he just hung it a little bit. So the kid put a good swing on it and hit it, did a nice job. You know, I think he probably got a little tired, honestly, as the inning went on. He's been working really hard and doing a heck of a job, and probably ran out of a little bit of gas there and the walk, and we had a base hit.
Is there anything you liked about him against that special lineup versus Porter?
Porter's going to go on the injured list. He's got a left oblique issue, so he's unavailable.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, that, yeah, I was going to say, that is the, you know, the spit take where you're like, oh, let me just get a.
By the way, Cubs beat writers who are assembled here.
Oh, I know.
Our best relief pitcher is going on the IL.
And that, it's actually a good question. Was there something you liked about him as opposed to Porter while Porter's injured?
Yeah, that's why you didn't like using him. The thought of putting him on the mound injured would not be a good idea. But who knew that Porter Hodge was injured? Did we know that going into the game? No.
Did we know that
going into the ninth inning?
He knew it.
He did.
Yeah.
Daniel Palencia out of gas. Well, I understand the candor and appreciate it. But if he's out of gas, was he the best option?
I guess. I don't know.
It's easy to quibble when somebody blows a lead.
Clearly he wasn't because of what happened.
It's easy to quibble. I get it.
But where was that all weekend? Where was that when they were playing the White Sox?
Well, you don't ever run out of gas against the White Sox. You find the extra reserve. You find all the resolve, and you go up because it's the White Sox.
And you know, we talked about it because on Sunday, Julian Merriweather didn't do very well. I mean, he came in and he got out of it, but it wasn't like it was spotless. So that's kind of not good.
Okay.
Now you got Hodge going on
the IL. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, there's a problem here in the bullpen.
So
there's been a problem.
There's been a problem with the bullpen. Yes. And I do wonder, how wide is this circle of trust? Because guys are falling out of it with injuries now, Porter Hodge.
Right, and exhaustion.
And exhaustion, Daniel Palencia. He can't go today. He's probably too tired.
He's exhausted.
Although he wants the ball again, he did say that. I like his moxie. I like his mentality. He is a guy that does have, as they say, swing and miss stuff.
And I thought that was going to be, I thought he was going to be closer material. Try him next. Let's see how that goes.
Can I say something about what this says also about other guys in the bullpen? If you're going to, I agree with what you just said about that. Ryan Pressly must have fallen out of favor so much that he would have been, without Hodge available, your obvious ninth inning alternative. But they don't trust him enough to use him in the ninth inning yet. So he pitched in the sixth. And he might be earning his way back into that circle of trust, but I don't know.
He needs more usage, right? So you got one guy that's tired.
He pitched the seventh inning.
And you got one guy that needs more usage.
Well, I don't know that Presley needs more usage. I just think he has
not been used in high leverage situations
yes. since the meltdown.
Right, but he just needs more usage.
More consistency.
They were saying he needs to pitch more.
Last night he pitched an inning, gave up a hit, he struck a guy out, but Pomerantz comes in, he pitches an inning, Palencia comes in, blows a save.
Yep.
The bullpen is a problem. Right now it is the biggest problem. And I know it's a day after we're just talking about everything going right for the Cubs and all is well on the north side, but Porter Hodge going on the injured list, joining Shota Imanaga, your best starter, and now your highest leverage relief pitcher, both injured, not good.
And there was an update on Shota yesterday, which is he's now into June. It's May 20th. I mean, 2 weeks? Is that into June? Yes. Is three weeks into June?
We already were at June 1st for the return of Shota Imanaga. If this is into June, you can just add 2 weeks. If he's not healing well.
He's 24 days away? He's 3 weeks away? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think June 15th, mid-June.
All right.
So you're talking about several more starts.
That calms me down a little. When you say into June, that could be like June 30th, man.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying it's into June.
Yeah, the Cubs are going to have to get used to this idea that Shota is not going to be available and maybe even effective to the guy you expected before. It'll be well into June. Yeah, it's not good for a team in first place.
They're good. You know, they're playing teams they should be beating. They should be able to beat the Marlins. They came back offensively twice on them, right? So you should feel good about it.
The Marlins are they do some things that are really
impressive. Just the impressive. Ending was ruined.
They rally. The Marlins now have 6 walk-off victories.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't. They have 19 victories total. 6 of them are walk-off. That is tied for first in the majors with the Giants.
That is crazy.
It is.
Just of all the, you know.
They have that clutch gene that Dustin was talking about earlier. They have the clutch gene that Dustin said the White Sox lack.
Oh, among other things.
Well, that's what that was the tenor of the conversation.
Don't you have to get yourself in the situation to have the clutch gene?
Yeah.
And they're not in the situation to have the clutch gene. They got wiped out yesterday again because that's what happens. You want to talk about bullpen problems. Their starting pitching is okay. It held up. But, you know, Davis Martin had a good game.
Davis Martin was very good against the Mariners last night. Luis Castillo was better. And then Felix Rodriguez hits the grand slam, and
there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Julio Rodriguez.
Julio.
Yeah. Julio Rodriguez hits the grand slam, and that's 5-1, and they can't come back. The Sox can't mount a rally. But back to the Cubs. So tonight, you've got Jameson Taillon going for.
He's going
for the Cubs, and he needs a good start.
I mean, he just needs to give up. He needs to not give a solo homer up. He's given up. It's weird. He's given up 7 homers, but they're all solo homers.
Cubs starters have been giving up home runs at a high rate lately.
Well, he's
given up 7 in his last 2 starts.
What the hell is that?
7 in his last 184 pitches, I believe. And that's not good. Cade Horton gave up 2 on Friday. We saw last night Ben Brown back-to-back to start the game. That's not a good start. And
we talked to Tommy. We told him to tell him not to do that.
We did tell him. He did not get the message.
He said he was
going
to write it down and tell J-Mo, don't do it.
Can he join us again tomorrow? We need to send another message. Dustin wants him to get Jordan Wicks ready. I don't think that's a good idea.
Wow. He wants Brown moved into the bullpen.
You can't do that until you get Shota back.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
No, you're still short a starter. But it's good to see Cade Horton. We'll see him again soon. I'd like to see him not give up a home run.
Well, thank goodness Cade Horton.
Speaking of guys you don't want to give up a home run, he gives up 1 bad homer a game is what it's been, right? He's given up 3 runs a game, basically, on a bad home run.
Yeah, I think that he has given up the long ball, but he has not let that phase him, and he's recovered well. I'd like to see him not have to recover as well, so we're not as impressed by his composure. How about just throwing 5 innings of 1-run baseball, turning over a lead to the bullpen, and then holding your breath?
Boy, we put very high expectations on people.
No, we don't.
How about you just win the game?
Realistic expectations.
If you get a lead and you go into the 9th inning, shut them down. How's that? That's not asking that much.
What's so hard to anticipate or expect? Five innings of one run baseball. I'm not saying complete game shutout. Five innings of one run baseball is pretty reasonable to expect from a guy who is considered the top prospect in your organization.
312-644-6767. Let's try Ken. Ken's listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Ken.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. You know, so far this season, the Cubs have had a prolific offense that has bailed out the team even when the starting pitching's been bad. They've been able to come back and put the team in a position to win. And on too many occasions, the bullpen has said, no, thank you. And
familiar problem.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, I mean, we think about, we've been really elated about the Cubs' ability to come back late and win games, but all those things are doing now is offsetting the bad bullpen. Those games aren't, like, surging the Cubs ahead in the standings. They're helping the Cubs tread water because the bullpen keeps blowing games. I mean, this is the second season in a row that this has been an issue, and I just question why this is an issue again this year, and I don't know why Jed Hoyer didn't do anything more meaningful to address this in the offseason, because I think it's a fair argument to say that last year the Cubs would have been a playoff team had the bullpen not blown so many saves.
Oh, yeah.
Ken,
yeah.
I think it's a good observation. I think it's a fair conclusion to reach. But I also think that, in fairness, we'll talk to Jed Hoyer at 9 o'clock. Ryan Pressly, coming from the Astros, was considered at the time, and I can remember complimenting the move. This was a guy that was a successful closer. He moved into a setup role for Josh Hader, and he was looking for another opportunity to close. Cubs gave him one. Thought he was going to be better than he has been. He had the worst season, the worst inning of any season you can imagine, and he's slowly recovering from that. He also drained his knee about a month ago.
Yes, he did.
And you wonder how much that lingers and how much we don't know about what Ryan Pressly has to go through to get ready to pitch. I'm not making excuses for him. It's disappointing to see him not live up to the back of his baseball card. But I do think that issue was addressed by Jed Hoyer, because he realized the Cubs would have been in the playoffs if they had a competent closer last year instead of a piecemeal approach and everybody failed, essentially.
Yeah, I think that there were some closers available, and they were in the hunt kind of, but they didn't get the top two guys.
And Dodgers got them both.
Yes, got them both. And you feel like the Cubs kind of settled with Ryan Pressly, and they he was apparently hesitant to come here unless he was going to get the opportunity, unless he was going to be the closer, and they reportedly acquiesced to that. And as you say, he got his knee drained relatively recently, and they've talked about him needing to get back. So there's plenty of time in the season. Listen, last year, what did they blow? 26 saves?
26 saves.
Holy
26
God. Saves. How many saves have they blown this year? I mean, because we talked
it's
about
the idea.
It's a really
good question. I need the number.
Yeah, I got
to
get
find the number.
Before we have
it's
this
mounting. The concerns are mounting. My worry is mounting. All the worries.
Right.
One after another. Bullpen starting pitching. Leadoff man. You got me worried about the leadoff man now.
Well, you've talked yourself into a corner. You've got yourself worked up about the leadoff man.
I know. There's no reason to get worked up about it.
You have decided that the PCA is now the leadoff man, and it's that's fine, and it's a good argument that you make. The problem is that the manager said that Hap was going to be out for 10 days or whatever, and then he was going to lead off when he came back. So I just don't know how those two things
correspond. All right, let's take a deep breath here, because I do think it's a good time to just at least address that.
Okay.
We don't have to be considered lineup pieces. I think this is just a real practical approach to lineup configuration. Pete Crow Armstrong is, as we discussed yesterday, and everybody realizes, one of the best players in the National League, in the major leagues this year.
He's top five, John Heyman was forced to say.
So you did coax that out of him.
Thank you.
So if that is the case, wouldn't you want him at bat as much as possible? With due respect to Ian Happ also, you're kind of giving a nod of respect his way by saying, you know what, you're going to be effective whether we hit you first, whether we hit you third, whether we hit you fifth. He's batted at all three spots throughout the course of his career. You can look at the numbers. As I said in the 6 o'clock hour, his highest slugging percentage, his highest OPS, excuse me, is when he's batting fifth. He has a history of batting third. Remember that season where, why is Ian Happ batting third so often? Well, I think now with Kyle Tucker maybe struggling in a relative way, PCA, maybe Tucker, Happer, Suzuki, Bush, or Bush, Suzuki, to break it up. I wouldn't be opposed to that. I just don't think it makes sense.
Could you go PCA and then could you move Happ there maybe? Or Happ third? He's not
I think third second. Would make sense.
So who would it be? PCA, Seiya?
Tucker. I think Tucker. I'm saying. You want to move him?
Well, I'm then just saying. The guy's in a slump.
Then I would put
Would he hit Seiya. Better at five?
Seiya, yeah.
Should Tucker be the guy that moves down a spot?
You know what? Maybe for a while.
Just for a week.
Ride the hot streak as long as you can. PCA is really a guy that you want at the top of the order because of his speed, because of his power, because the more bats, the better. And that's the way we've led to believe the leadoff, the new modern baseball treats the leadoff position.
You know, Happer has been fine as a leadoff guy. I think he's done really well as a leadoff
guy. He grinds out
at
bats.
He does.
He makes a starting pitcher.
He makes the guy throw some pitches. He looks at his stuff. Everybody exactly. gets to see his stuff. I think there's a certain element of his game that he understands baseball. He understands what is the role of the leadoff hitter. I think PCA, I don't know that I feel – I think – his speed would suggest, God, just let that guy get on base. You're going to get a run immediately, and that's going to create havoc, as we talked about.
I like that idea. The chaos. I also know Texters. Thank you for reminding me. He does strike out a lot.
Yes.
More than you would want your typical leadoff hitter to do. He does hit home runs, which, yeah, they could be solo shots, but he is somebody who wreaks havoc. He is the
– You want him at bat as much as you
remind
can get him.
Me the – potential chaos anytime
or produces chaos.
Produces chaos anytime. You dubbed him that, and I love it
PCA.
Because that's why you want him at the top of the order. So look, it's not a huge thing, but as you continue to mix and match, the Cubs have an embarrassment of riches offensively. It's why they are where they are. Miguel Amaya last night, how about that? 5 runs batted in.
That was fantastic.
They are getting such production out of the catching position that you can tinker with the other spots of the order. Carson Kelly and Miguel Amaya, thank you, Jordan Bastion, for this. They're the only pair of catching teammates to have multiple 5 RBI games in a season since RBIs became official in 1920. That's history.
Yeah.
They have historically good start to the season from the catching position. So leave those guys at the bottom of the order where they are. Just kind of mix and match with the top of the order. It's okay, even if he said last week, when Ian Happ returns, he's the leadoff man. People change their mind all the time. We do it every day. So, Craig Counsell, it's okay to put PCA at the top.
But he said, no. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Tony's in Wonder Lake. Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was talking to Dustin before he put me up. And I'm just going to preface this by saying this is completely op-ed. I have absolutely no proof to back this up. But in my opinion, when Theo Epstein was in town, he pretty much had carte blanche. After all, he was the most brilliant mind in baseball. The Ricketts family knew where he was going to take them, and they had ultimate confidence that he would accomplish that. Okay. After he left, they gutted the team. Jed Hoyer takes over. I don't think the Ricketts family treats him with the same amount of respect and reverence that they did Theo Epstein. And I think because of that, if Jed has certain ideas about how he wants the bullpen constructed, let's say, and he doesn't have that carte blanche attitude from the Ricketts. So in my opinion, I think they're making decisions now based on money rather than what the boss is telling them. So I'd like your opinion on that and see what you think.
Thanks, Tony.
You're a great caller. Really appreciate your contributions. I don't agree with that at all. I think that they have respect for Jed, and I don't think that Jed Hoyer's moves are any reflection of the respect that the Ricketts have for him. I think that he is somebody that they value. They are given every chance to succeed. The resources, That's a different conversation.
But you know, listen, they spend money. They spend a lot of money. The problem is maybe everybody just wants them to spend more. They're not the Mets. They're not just going to give out contracts and get people. And they're not the Mets. Jed has to operate within their budget. They've explained this a thousand times. The budget comes from all the things. They put the team money back in the team budget, and that's what you spend. They don't go over the top. Are they buying up stuff and doing? Yes, but that doesn't mean that they're taking money off the field.
I also don't think Theo left for any other reason except for he did not want to be the guy who dismantled the championship core.
Right. I think you're probably right on that. All right, we got Bruce. Bruce is going to join us next. We'll get back to talking baseball with you guys in a little bit. First, we're going to hear from Bruce, and then we'll take your calls, Mully and Haw, on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love talking to our buddy Bruce Levine, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Bruce, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Ready for a trade with the White Sox and Cubs, guys.
Which one?
It's time.
Let's go.
I would say Davis Martin for Kevin Alcantara. and other considerations.
Wow.
I think you'd take Davis Martin in your rotation right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he has been really good, but I know you don't necessarily want to start with the White Sox.
No, so I know. No, you were at the Sox. If we got a trade, we got a trade. Let's go. What about Miguel Vargas? They could bring him in and just throw at him during batting practice. Did you hear that stuff yesterday? The boys were talking about in the afternoon that Vargas apparently blocked PCA from seeing whether the ball was landing, and the third base coach
Quentin Berry was starting
yelling
chirping,
at him,
chirping,
and they,
chirping.
Yeah, didn't like it, and they thought it was like kind of gamesmanship, and then they purposely threw at him. No.
Wow. That's it sounds like baseball almost.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, I think the gamesmanship in baseball is one of the more intriguing things, and I think people should embrace it. Nobody should get thrown at, especially at their head, but pitched inside, hit once in a while, that's a part of the game. You know, that's what we know, and we enjoy that part. Not that anybody wants to get anybody hurt or anything, but you know, that's part of the game.
That will take care of itself. Bruce, of more pressing concern is the Cubs' emerging crisis in the bullpen. So we learned after the game, Porter Hodge has an oblique strain,
right,
likely to end up on the injured list. They went to Daniel Palencia. He ran out of gas. That's the words of Craig Counsell, not mine. So I wonder now, as Ben Brown didn't have a great start, as the bullpen has another issue, what are the Cubs going to do as far as their pitching staff is concerned?
Well, yeah, I mean, the obvious thing is to make a trade. Not easy to do at this point in time. And, you know, can you say that Ben Brown would be better served in the back end of the bullpen?
Wondered that.
With their need there. But then where is the fortification for your rotation right now? So you're kind of caught in between the two. And we've been caught with Ben Brown, you know, maybe since spring training, or, you know, last year when he got injured and he dominated Milwaukee, and, you know, a couple of bullpen appearances later, he was out for the year with that mass in his neck. It's a conundrum. It's not just a problem for the Cubs. It's a problem everywhere in baseball right now. People are running out of bullpen guys now, and it's only, you know, it's not even at the one-third pole of the season. So with that in mind, you know, I don't know where you turn to. I don't know if a trade is the way to go. You hope you're getting Imanaga back in another week or two. You know, that's the hope here. He's starting to try to ramp it up there. And after that, I'm not sure where your fortification comes from.
Yeah, I think it's from outside the organization. I mean, I think you look at the IL and you wonder about different guys, but I think you probably are going to have to make a move in the bullpen too. If, you know, you could use a starter, you could use a bullpen piece. I don't know about third base. I thought the kid had a couple of hits yesterday. You know, I'm looking closely. Maybe I'm seeing things, but it looks like his knee isn't over his waist when he's swinging. I mean, I had heard that was one of the things they were working on. But if he can solidify that spot, and like I said, two hits in the first appearance, pretty good, and he can play third base, maybe that is off the list right now. Now, again, you got a month to worry about it.
Right. It's so early. I mean, the conversation we have almost every morning is about a team. You would think if you were just tuning in for the first time, you hadn't been listening to Cub baseball, you'd be thinking we're talking about a team that's playing in late August or September.
Right.
You know, because of their extra needs and where they're at in, you know, as far as the division. But, you know, there's the Cardinals right there. There's the rest of the division that might get better. They have six games, really important games against Cincinnati coming up here starting this weekend. So we're going to get to see a little bit more of what they're made out of and if they can survive this. Now, Palencia certainly has the fastball to be a closer. We know that. The breaking ball, not there. If you'll notice what happened last night, you know, after he had that first at bat where, you know, there were nine pitches in it. He had thrown four breaking balls in it. After the first double, you know, Amaya was not calling any more breaking balls for him. It was strictly fastball. And it was eventually just about timing and finding pitches that were in the zone. And Major League Baseball players can hit 99, 100, and 101.
So, Bruce, obviously the Imanaga situation is what has put the Cubs in this predicament as far as being a guy short. I know you said maybe June, but last night, were you surprised that Craig Counsell said well into June? I know we're maybe quibbling over a couple of weeks, but those are a couple of starts. And I think when you're already stretched as thin as the Cubs rotation is stretched, you wonder what this means moving forward and how long for a guy who hasn't been injured before and recovered from a hamstring will we have to be without Shota Imanaga, because it sounds like it could be the middle of the month rather than the beginning.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, he was really dragging the leg in this weekend while he was starting to try to ramp up and do some, you know, some work at Wrigley. So, again, it's, you know, there's a couple things. One, hamstrings are tricky. Two, guys never been injured before with a lower body injury. So we don't know about the rehab. And then, you know, building up that area with strength and then having rehab starts, you know, all a part of it. So when Craig says middle of June, you know, we're talking about 3 weeks from now. So
you're
going to have to survive.
Well, you know, listen, you score 7 runs, you should win a game. I don't think we're quibbling about the offense. But Kyle Tucker, he seems a little awkward. I mean, he kind of had an issue fielding a ball and 2 different times. And then you look at him at the plate. What's going on? Is he okay? Is there a physical issue? I was worried after he went into the wall. I was thinking, oh, I hope we don't hear this morning that there's something going on with him, you know?
I agree with you. When he hit the wall, I think every part of his body got hit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was the hand, the wrist, the arm, his body. I just think he's a guy that's beaten up right now. And, you know, it's easy for me to say, from a million miles away, you know, he needs some time off other than this Thursday, another day at least to go along with it. You know, you admire his guts. He's taking his walks, even though he hasn't been hitting over the last 3 weeks. You know, you see the OPS has dropped 100 points. He's batting .258 right now. There's not a lot of slug in his game. But he goes out there and he still tries to help you win because he's one of the better players in the game. But you're not getting the performance that he expects or you would expect right now.
So, Bruce, say Craig Counsell sought your counsel on filling out tonight's lineup.
That's funny.
Well, Ian Happ is returned, and Ian Happ healthy again. Maybe Ballesteros is a corresponding move, but that's beside the point. What does your batting order look like?
First of all, I'm going off the matchups and how they match up against the starting pitcher tonight. And
lefty tonight.
I'm a lefty tonight. So he's going to be down in the lineup. Okay. I'm going to have him probably at 6th.
Ian Happ?
PCA. No, I'm going to lead off with Happ.
Happ's leading off tonight for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's their leadoff man until proven he's not. I think
David Frowning.
PCA is good. He's good anywhere you put him, and against the lefty tonight, you know, take a little of the pressure off of him. He had a bad night last night, 3 strikeouts, you know, no hits in the 5 at bats. Don't put all the pressure on the guy. You know he can lead off. You know he can be dominant there. You know, knowing Counsell, pick your spots. Where is the ideal place in the lineup for Happ if it's not leadoff? Where do you like him?
3rd or 5th.
Okay.
Third,
I mean,
or
again,
fifth.
On base percentage, some slug. He hasn't had a great slugging start of the year. You know, not a lot of home runs, but, you know, he's proved to be a very competent leadoff man.
I agree.
And a guy that's,
I like him there.
Not going to shake there. Why put more pressure on PCA in the lineup by
because he can handle
in a position?
Because he's the best player in the National League.
PCA has a 3.0
right
WAR, which is the best WAR in the National League. He is 2 points ahead. I think Shohei, if you remember that guy, he's 2.8 PCA ahead of him.
He leads off,
but
by the way.
Aaron Judge's got a 4.1.
Yeah, you can't take your your WAR doesn't help you against a good left-hander when you're up there in the batter's box. So.
Have you seen my WAR?
Yeah, well, you both have. You
throw
guys
me a gopher.
You know, in the Hall of Fame of WAR players for radio. So that I know, but I would take the pressure off of him. You know, again, he's still a young, developing superstar. We can use the super front of his star now, right?
Wow. Fair enough. Yeah, I think those are good points, Bruce. Yeah. Speaking of pressure, how much pressure is Jamison Tyon under tonight to come up with a quality start or to be more effective than he has the last two outings?
It's nice that it's a bigger ballpark than Wrigley, right? I mean, it's not a great home run park there. So I think there's a little bit of latitude for him to be able to make a few mistakes that aren't going to ride out of the ballpark. You know, you and I think disagreed a little bit on his start last time out because, you know, some people, and I think you fall in that category, feel, look, if you can't keep the ball in the ballpark, it's not a good start. Okay. And there's a lot to be said for that, but he gave up four hits in six innings.
Yeah.
He didn't walk anybody. He struck out seven.
It was just three of them were solo homers, right? I mean, that was the crazy statistic.
They were. I mean, there was not much support offensively. Yep. I don't think it was a bad start. But again, I think the one thing we go back to is how Wrigley Field played last year. So huge. And the fact that we ignore the fact that the pitchers got the advantage of that. And a lot of the fly balls didn't go out of Wrigley last year. That for the fly ball pitchers like Imanaga and Tyon, some of those balls are going to be going out this year, and they are.
Who do you trust in the Cubs bullpen? If you were the guy trying to figure out who's going to be the closer, I mean, you know, again, you see a guy blow a game, and then everyone says, "Well, hey, where was Porter Hodge? Oh, he's hurt. He's going on the IL." Okay, well, then that makes more sense. But who would you try if it's not Valencia and if it's not Hodge? Would you go back to Presley?
Well, Presley, you know, has to come along. They have to find out yes or no on him. They can't just pick spots. Right now they're trying to build him back up. The guy who gets people out mostly is Theobar. But, you know, he's a situation guy mostly as a left-hander. You know, you just can't go to the – who you think is the hottest guy right now. Every night you're going to have, three to four bullpen guys that are going to have to go into a game and help you win. You hope you get six innings, but if you only get five, it's probably going to be four relievers that come in, and they all have to do the job well in order for you to win. It's difficult. I mean, it's a tough ask, especially now, guys, because nobody wants to throw any of your bullpen guys more than one inning because they want to be able to use them three to four times a week. And it's a big ask. It really is.
Great stuff, Bruce.
Thank you, buddy.
Guys, have a great day.
See you later.
Okay, we'll be right back with your phone calls. We should let you know, Cubs have blown seven saves out of 17 opportunities.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven.
That's a bad trend.
It's not 26.
But do the math. It's on its way to 26.
Those things add up.
Seven times in 17 opportunities?
Seven out of 17.
Okay, that's not good, Mullion.
Not good. 312-644-6767, Mullion Hahn score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That is life. Fair over the bay at first. Rolling down the right field line. This is going to tie it. It might win it. The Marlins walk off the Cubs.
I told you it's been an exciting game. And even a more exciting finish.
Well, it depends on your perspective.
Wow.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, yeah. 670 The Score. That was the Marlins
up.
Call. Yeah, they're really excited.
They're fired up.
It's like six times, buddy.
Yeah, but it's like they have never seen a walk-off before.
Yeah.
That's the sixth one they've seen this year.
That's pretty special.
They came in expecting to walk off the Cubs.
Mm.
They have won one-third of their games almost in walk-off fashion. They have 19 victories. They're bad. And they have six walk-off victories. That's tops in the majors, along with the San Francisco Giants.
So the teams with the most blown saves, the White Sox have 7 in 9 opportunities.
They don't have a closer, and we know why.
The Marlins, 7 in 13 opportunities.
Interesting.
Then the Twins... Twins are on fire.
Although
7 in 16 opportunities.
Before the 13-game winning streak, they were not off to the greatest start.
And the Cubs, 7 in 17 opportunities.
That's now, history repeating itself.
I've got to see what the date is on this thing. This may have been a few days ago, so maybe the Cubs got worse.
Well, last night was a blown save.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. Last night was... It was bad that became worse with the news that Porter Hodge is going on the IL.
So I agree. Yeah.
I don't know which really was a bigger gut punch. Watching that loss, which made all these Marlins announcers all excited, or learning after the fact, Craig Counsell, by the way, Porter Hodge wasn't available because he's going on the injured list.
Yeah, that's not good news.
He just kind of dropped it casually into conversation.
Part of his answer. I dropped a bomb on you. All right, let's get to the phone lines. A lot of people have waited patiently. We'll start with Tim in Melrose Park. Hey, Tim.
I'm not sure that you guys were aware of it, but this Saturday is the 90th anniversary of the first night game in baseball.
In baseball. Okay, yeah.
You're right, we were not aware of that.
I wasn't aware of that, and I thought you were talking about the anniversary of the Cubs.
No, that's not. That was
because
88.
I remember that, and I find it hard to believe I'm 90. Although I feel it some mornings.
This morning I kind of felt 90.
Yeah, after watching that game.
Thank you.
Tim is on the road. Hey, Tim.
How you guys doing? Loving the show.
Thanks,
Bless
Tim.
Bless you, buddy.
So first of all, the loss last night was a gut punch for sure. I think we still have to take a step back. This has been a great season. To have these young players combined with these great veterans, I mean, really is something special. But lineup wise, for me, I agree with Bruce. You go back to Happ in the leadoff. Tucker, if you look at his underlying numbers, even in this so-called slump, his numbers, he's still hitting the ball hard. Then you go Saya, Then I think PCA in the four hole. Dansby, his underlying numbers are spectacular right now. Put him in the five hole. Then Michael Busch, six. And then with 7, 8, 9, probably like a Carson Kelly, 7. Nico, Matt Shaw. So, I mean, it's an incredible lineup. And if they could just get a little bullpen help, man, they could maybe have the best record in the National League.
You know, Tim, that's a good call. I think
Nico is getting hotted up.
Nico is getting a little bit hot. You're right. You can use that term. I think it's a good term. I don't feel that strongly where PCA has to lead off or else I'm going to be upset. This is not one of those things I'm looking at. It's a good conversation to have for an offense that is clicking on all cylinders. And it's not the biggest issue confronting the Cubs right now. That clearly is the pitching. Offensively, they're strong enough wherever PCA hits to overcome some of their shortcomings with the staff.
As we heard from the excited announcers when we opened the segment.
Yeah, those guys bugged me, actually.
That was an exciting game. It was back and forth. But when you score 7 runs, that should be enough.
You should win.
You should win that game.
Yeah.
They shouldn't get...
The offense did their part last night.
Yeah, I agree.
The pitching let them down.
No question about that. That's exactly what happened. That was an example. Like, you know, sometimes you got a blown save where you're kind of like, whatever. But that was an example of a blown save where you're kind of like, what in the blank are you doing?
Any issues with Tucker not either running harder or even leaving his feet in the ninth inning on that play where the ball bounces but more towards him than PCA?
He's pretty beaten up. I mean, this is not.
He looks
not,
like he's jogging.
This is not Juan Soto.
Thank you. And my instinct is not to pile on Kyle Tucker. My instinct is to give Kyle Tucker a little grace here because he carried the team for the first 6 weeks of the season.
You're going to get – bring him in. Bring him in for one. That's all he needs.
I think he just needs a hug.
Encouragement and a hug.
That was not a $500 million player on Monday night in Miami.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Look at you.
Grossly unfair.
312-644-6767. We'll get right back to your calls. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.